The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
This is Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Hello, this is Lorraine McIntosh reporting from Spain for the week. I think most New Zealanders appreciate the advantage New Zealand has of being able to control its borders against agricultural pests. Here in Spain, we've just gone into high alert with what they're calling African pig virus, found in dead wild pigs in a national park near Barcelona. The park has been closed and they are doing everything possible to contain it. In most of Spain, we have these great hairy wild pigs they call jabalis. But the alarm is maximum for this major pork-eating nation. The thought of the virus getting into pig farms defies imagination. The main meats we eat are pork and chicken, so fingers crossed that they can prevent any spread. Bad news usually deals with the number of people who die in an event, but here we are getting counts of the number of dead pigs they're finding. Then on technology problems, Airbus is worrying everyone with the news that 6,000 A320s need a software fix for some part that's been affected by solar radiation. Even the Pope has been affected, as the plane he has visited Turkey on is an A320. Mind you, they have told us that the planes can still fly, as there are several overrides or backups that mean it doesn't need an essential immediate fix. So at the weekend, all flights out of Madrid weren't affected, unless you were trying to fly to Venezuela, and that, as that became a no-fly zone. So scenes of lots of distressed people in airports with no idea of when they'll be able to get back home, which with Christmas coming up must be distressing. And hailing in our main Christmas shopping period, we seem to have wholeheartedly embraced Black Friday mania. I suppose shops worldwide look for something like this to build demand. In the USA, they look at spending during this period as an indicator of the general population's confidence in the economy. I've got caught in a couple of days of this, and my opinion would be that the Spanish are going for it and spending lavishly. It seems a bit tricky how some discounts are handed out. I found myself with a €40 voucher to spend in the particular store on my next purchase over €50. I tried not to get caught in that spending trap and used it on groceries. And of course, the voucher was only valid for 3 days. So yes, we are a week earlier than in the past into Christmas decorations and shopping. My New Zealand family have all but given up on posting presents to me in Spain. My sister said postage is getting higher and slower, and then when it arrives to me here, I have to pay duty on it. Almost everything sent from outside the EU gets taxed now. Very good for encouraging us to shop at home. And someone who won't be enjoying Christmas is Spain's soon-to-be ex-Attorney General. He's been on trial for about a month and then found guilty of releasing confidential documents to political buddies that related to the partner of the Madrid community president. The president is from the Conservative Party, so constantly under pressure from the socialist central government. Attacking her partner has been part of the government's plan, and many thought the government would protect the Attorney General, but there seems to be some law and order here after all. So racing towards Christmas, it's goodbye from Lorraine in Spain for the week.
You've been listening to Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.